would be a responsible thing to do, and be away from your spouse and your children for that period of time. What I do recommend for people with young, in fact, I recommend this across the board, is 20 minutes of quiet time in the morning and another 20 minutes in the evening. That may mean rearranging your schedule, but it may mean getting up a little bit early. But there are four cardinal rules in prayer, and the first is you learn to pray by praying, not by listening to tapes, reading books about it. There's no substitute for putting in the time. And the second is you pray as you can, don't pray as you can't. And that is, if centering prayer, which is the rage today, doesn't work for you, abandon it. Pray in the way that is the simplest for you. The third rule is don't just pray when you feel like it. If you talk to your spouse only when you felt like it, there might be long periods of silence. And the last and most important is intensity of desire. When a man or woman is hungry for God, they move, they act, they're alive, they pray. When they're not, they're dilettantes, dabbling in the spiritual life. I think many of us are in the position of the Greeks who approached the Apostle Philip and said, we'd like to see Jesus. And the core question is, how badly?